Let me tell you what this program is about. Partly, we're going to be answering the question, why be coupled anyway? Why do it? And we're going to talk about this in the beginning from a evolutionary and biological standpoint, but also on an emotional, psychological, and cultural point of view. And I'm going to try to convince you that there's a good reason to be coupled, maybe in ways that you haven't thought about, because you need to have a reason to be coupled. And one reason is the possibility that you could become more than you are with another person than you could possibly be alone, that you can do more together, that two are better than one. Part of that is getting you to become an expert on yourself and on your partner, and hopefully your partner being an expert on you, that you would be experts on each other, that you would have each other's owner's manual in a way that you probably haven't thought of before. This program will teach you how you work, how you operate, how your partner works, how he or she operates, and how you operate together. This approach is very different from other models of couple therapy. For one, we're looking at couples, adult pair bonding, using research models, including infant development, brain development, attachment theory, and applying this to adult relationships. So there's some scientific groundwork here that's been made in coming to this model. We're also not interested in the common conflict problems that most couple therapy deals with, the money, time, sex, mess, and kid issues that people argue about. We're not concerned so much with the content of your arguments, but how you guys actually argue, how you guys deal with conflict from an attachment level, from a brain level, from a nervous system level, very different than probably what you have heard before. Some things that are said in this program may seem radical to you because we're going to contradict some of the ongoing mythologies in our culture about love and about dependency, about relationship. One idea as an example, you got to learn how to love yourself before you can be in a relationship with another person, before you can love someone else. That's not true. It's not true. It's impossible. And it defies everything we know about human development. We learn about ourselves not just from the inside, but from the outside in. We learn about ourselves through others. And that's a constant fluid situation. You may have heard before that it's important in a relationship that you be independent, that you take care of yourself and your partner takes care of himself or herself. That's not wholly true. That in this kind of relationship we're going to be talking about, you will get your needs met by caring for your partner. But of course, this has to be a two-way street. We're not selling codependency here. I want to be very clear. Codependency is a one-way street, one person wanting something and the other person not wanting something. This is about equality and mutuality. So our culture is going in the wrong direction and has been going in the wrong direction for some time now. So some of the things you are going to learn here may take some of the ideas you have about relationship and will turn those ideas on their head. This program is about how to be in a long-term relationship. That is the hardest thing facing us right now, not short-term relationships. That we can do. That's easy. But how to maintain a long-term relationship that is fruitful and that is enjoyable and that is worthwhile. Part of this is divided really into two areas that I want you to pay attention to. Many of you listening to this are going to want to jump right away into finding tools to deal with your relationship. How to do this? What to do about my problem? What to do about my partner? What to do about this relationship? And I want to caution you because you can't know what to do if you don't know what you're dealing with. You can't know what to do if you don't understand what's happening. And the first part of this program is devoted to clarifying what is actually happening. What is human pair bonding? Who are you? Who is your partner? From a variety of perspectives, from a developmental perspective, where you came from, how you are wired from the beginning, and how some of that is really set in some ways. Your brain, how it works for and against you in matters of love. Your nervous system, how arousal management between you and your partner is a key to success. The problem with a lot of relationships that fail has to do with dysregulation between partners. People getting overly upset, overly aroused, threatened, and on tilt. The problem with a lot of couples is that instead of love, they find themselves at war. And that has to do with our brain and our nervous system, and we're going to learn about that. And then once we understand what this is, what is this thing we're talking about, coupling, whether it's living together or marriage or however you see yourself doing it, then we're going to talk about what to do about it, taking the tools that we learn in the first part and how to apply that in the relationship, what to do and what not to do.